Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Russo is our guest, VP of Eclipsis. Stephen, tell us about Eclipsis.
Eclipsis is a cybersecurity company, Jim, specializing in micro-token exchange or MTE technology. And we believe that if real data continues to be hacked, lost, stolen, or intercepted, stop using real data and use micro tokens instead.
Tell us what a micro token is.
A micro token is a replacement value for real data.
Huh.
And it's a substitute, just like you would see such as a credit card token.
So it's virtual data?
Correct. It's actually fake and decoy data that takes the place of your real data that can be reconverted at any time.
Like having a good, like having a virtual network in front of your real network, so the bad guys think they're in, but they really aren't hurting anything.
I would say more like having a phony network. So when they break through the firewalls and encryption, all they get is useless micro tokens. The real data is not even there.
Can you make it when they break in and they find themselves in there that you actually kill them while they're in there? Can you make it where it does that?
Well, you know, I'm sure somebody can with
squash
our technology,
them like a,
but
squash them like a like a bug. So okay,
yeah.
So that's very interesting. Let's come back to that in a little bit. I want to talk about that, but first I want to come back to your ideas about the easy and inexpensive ways to make sure that you're protected from cyber bad guys. We talked about the budget earlier. There's a lot of free stuff out there. You can train your people. You can stay vigilant about it. Make sure you update, right? That's another easy way to not have a big budget is and not impact your budget by a mistake, and that's to keep updating, right?
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of software patches that come through, and some of them are painful because they mess up your computer at times and things like that, but you still have to run the patches.
Right.
But, Jim, you know, besides antivirus software, there's plenty of other things that need to be done, and we can do a whole series on this. But I'd have to say that the number one thing that people don't pay attention to is passwords, Jim. That's, I would say, the weakest links. You just can't imagine some of the passwords that are being used out there.
I believe
the 10 most common passwords are some of the easiest things, like ABC123 or 1234567 or password 1 or 12345.
Yeah.
You know, we just can't have passwords like that. We need to train our employees. We need to be using a minimum of 8 placeholders for those passwords. We need
to make sure that there's at least... Those are the people I say are not ready for prime time.
Well, but they need to learn, and they can be taught, and they need to pay attention to the cyber aspects of their business because mm-hmm. you only have one reputation, and once it's ruined, if you lose your customer data to bad guys or a bad guy puts you out of business because he ransomwares, you know, the information that you have and you have to pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars or
yep.
he doesn't want to give it back, you're in trouble. So you may as well get ahead of it.
Do you like password? Do you like the password programs that manage your password management programs? Do you like those?
There are one or two that are pretty good.
Which one do you like the best?
There are others that I don't care for. Well, one of the ones I like the best is called Authimate. Authimate, I think, is a very,
that.
Very good password
Spell
protection
that.
Program. Yeah.
Spell it.
AUTHOMATE. Authimate.
Okay. Like Automate, but Authimate.
Authimate. And it's actually a good one for small businesses or even medium to large size businesses because it lets you keep an eye on what your employees are doing. It lets you do things You know, many times people share passwords, which is the worst thing you can do. Authymate, excuse me, is designed to allow you to share passwords without sharing the real password. Mm-hmm. It's a slick process.
Right. So passwords, and what about what else do we need to do? These are things, folks. These are all things that cost little or nothing that you can do to improve your systems, your strategy, your protocols, your commitment to cybersecurity. What's another one?
You should make sure that you're securing your data that's being stored. There's very inexpensive platforms out there that allow you to store some of this information, some of these files, and share these files. You know, no disrespect to Dropbox, but it's not secure, it's not safe, and it's not what you should be using to store your information. You want to store little Johnny's pictures? Great, use Dropbox.
Yeah.
You want to store sensitive files? Find something that's HIPAA compliant. Find something that's PCI compliant.
I've used Carbonite for probably 15 years since they began.
But that's for backups though, Jim. Which is a great platform for backups.
You mean for actual virtual sharing and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and the things you're storing every day, not just your backups. So you need something that's easy to use, accessible, inexpensive, CertainSafe. CertainSafe's an incredible product for that. If I recall, it's $12 a month.
Right.
I mean, you're just not going to get
that's
any cheaper than
that's
that.
Exactly right. Hey, Stephen, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Stephen to talk to us about that security bit he was talking about. After the break, I'm fascinated by that. Tim Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.